There is a hadith narrated in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrates this hadith, and he states that Shafi al-Muslimin rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy to the universe, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had stated that close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, close to Allah, our Creator, and which has the greatest value, which has the greatest weight, and in comparison to this, nothing can compare in value, in weight, in status, close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing more valuable or weighty or of status lofty than this. And what is this? This is the action of dua, of asking, praying, requesting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a beautiful, alhamdulillah, message given to us by Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that dua, to request, to ask for dua from Allah, because we are in need, we are those who have the requirement, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes and values and holds highly the action, with the power in the action of when his servant asks for dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is such a valuable action close to Allah, in the eyes of Allah, that when his servant, and this hadith has Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, that when a person, when the servant of Allah, the creation of Allah, asks dua from Allah, requests from Allah, Allah ta'ala is happy with his servant, with that man, a woman, Allah ta'ala opens the doors of mercy for that person. The door of mercy, rather the words of haditha, the doors of mercy, not the door of mercy, the doors of mercy. How great, how lofty, how beautiful. In other words, a person who has hajat, has needs, he presents himself in the court of Allah, raises his hands, there are difficulties, issues, worries, requirements, requests, and everything is in the control of Allah. There's nothing in my control. There's nothing in my control. In my control, I don't even have the control to pick up a twig. I don't even have the control that I can blink my eyelid. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. I cannot recite this on my own. It's with Allah Ta'ala's permission and with the power Allah Ta'ala has given me, the energy I can recite this. You know, we are like, you know, you have like a machine or a robot with a remote control, and you press the remote control and everything's in operation. We are in the same situation. Who is controlling? Who is running the affairs? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in Allah Ta'ala's control. We think we are doing it, but it's Allah Ta'ala who's doing it. We need to understand this point. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Great statement and great recitation. It's not in our control. We are not doing this. Nothing that we are doing. Nothing in the world we are doing ourselves. I'm not doing it. I'm not in control. If I'm driving a car, it's not me driving it. Allah Ta'ala is driving that car. Yeah? There's no action that man commits in this world that man is doing himself. Allah is the one who is in control. Allah is the one who is running all the affairs. I have no control over, say, of anything. If I was driving myself, then how does the car come out of control? How do the accidents occur? We don't even know when the accident occurs. How did the accident occur? I don't know what happened. Nobody purposely does an accident, performs an accident, or collides with somebody else, because everything is in Allah Ta'ala's control, Allah Ta'ala's will, Allah Ta'ala's preference, Allah Ta'ala's desire. So if everything is in Allah Ta'ala's control, and we get the power from Allah, the ni'mah Allah gives to us, the mercy, the blessing that Allah gives to us, Allah says, I have everything, I'm in control of everything, I permit everything, I desire everything, and if I get an opportunity that I raise my hands in front of Allah, then is this not a rahmah of Allah? Is this not a mercy of Allah? Who am I asking from? The person who asks is the one who is in the biggest position of requirement, and the one who gives is Ghani Allah. The one who asks, the man who does dua, has nothing. His breaths are not his own. His body is not his own. And the one who gives, the Creator, that the more you ask, the more you ask, there's no lacking, there's no deficiency, there's no gap, there's no decrease in the pool that Allah Ta'ala gives from, in Allah Ta'ala's sources. But we become so despondent. We lack hope and desire. We get fed up, frustrated so quick. We think we have no one with us, no assistant. No. Allah Ta'ala said, I've opened the doors, ask from me. Rather, in the hadith it is stated, Allah Ta'ala likes this accent so much. The person who does dua to Allah, or the action of dua, when a person requests, if we don't ask from Allah, Allah Ta'ala starts to get displeased with us. Allah Ta'ala starts to displease us. The opposite occurs. If, for example, you ask from somebody, you say, why are you asking money from me? Or if you present your need to someone, they get unhappy with you. And Allah Ta'ala says, look, why don't you ask from me? I'm displeased. You're not asking me. Ask from me more. I want to give to you. I want to give to you. Allah Ta'ala says that I become unhappy with my servants if they don't ask from me. Why are you not asking? Why are you not doing dua to me? You're in a problem. You have a difficulty. You have some issues. Or anything besides that. Well, ask from me. Why don't you ask from me? Allah Ta'ala says, I'm unhappy with you. I am not happy with you. I'm displeased with you that you don't ask from me. Because I'm your creator. You're the creation. Brothers, fine, take hold of the means. But before the means, direct ask from our Rabb, our Lord. Because the means, who is going to instill the power into the means? Allah Ta'ala is going to. If you're ill and you're doing dua, you're asking, who do you ask from? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that dua, the medicine that we take, it doesn't have the cure in it, does it? Who instills the cure in it? Allah. So we should ask from Allah, Allah, these are the means you've given to us, the medicine I'm taking. It's your fadl and karam if this medicine is going to cure me. Otherwise, it's not going to cure me. Rather than the Sufi people, because a person has so much yaqeen and certainty and connection with Allah. We don't even have that yaqeen to do dua, to ask from Allah. Do we do dua? I might raise my hands, but I'm not even conscious of the fact I'm doing dua. Some people don't even raise their hands after salah. That's it. They just turn around and leave. Allahu Akbar. Fard salah. Allah Ta'ala's doors open. His mercy doors open after salah. Fard salah. And we pray the whole salah. The biggest ibadah I'm talking about, isn't it? Dua. And is there any ibadah that is bigger than salah? Salah, if you collect all of the ibadat, worship, then salah is there, the root. Quran, dhikr, all of the ibadat, if you collect them, amass them, put them together, collectively, it's salah that gives the success, isn't it? Success. Allah Ta'ala has given us salah. He has presented to us. He has given it to us as a gift. And we are in requirements. We are in distress, issues and problems. Or even if we've got everything, we're happy. But we don't know what's going to happen in the future, do we? Am I still going to be happy? Is the health going to stay with me? After leaving this door, am I going to be healthy? Maybe I think I've got everything I want. I don't know about the future. I don't know about what's going to happen in years to come, the mustaqbil. But Allah Ta'ala has given us a great ibadah, an action, worship, salah. And say we've just prayed now. Let's say we've just prayed now. And what is the peak of that ibadah? Dua. After I pray. So without the root, the brain of that salah, the action, and I just turn around and leave the masjid or my prayer and I don't raise my hand. If I just raise my hand, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dhul jalali wal ikram. That's it. End of story. Is that it? Oh, what a great opportunity. And we leave the masjid. Oh, brother, can you do this for me? Or do you know that person? Or can you phone him for me so I give my reference? Or I've got problems and can you take me out? Outside, after salah, we'll gossip away. But we don't want to do dua to Allah who's going to give us everything. And this is our yaqeen with Allah. We are servants. He is our khaliq. This is our yaqeen. Look at our yaqeen. Our belief. We leave the dar, the court of salah. We leave that presence and we don't ask at that time. We don't raise our hands after salah. We go to somebody who is another form of creation. Who he has got nothing in his control. Oh brother, help me get this job. Or you know this person, give my reference, phone him up for me. And that third party, oh I've got problems, issues. Can you loan me some money? Can you owe me some money? So this is sad. This is so low that we say we don't have time. Oh, I'm not asking, I don't need to. We don't even du'as. Allahu Akbar. Is that it? We have no need, no hajat, that we just get up and leave. We don't pray. This is takabbur. This is pride. Pride. If I think I don't need to do du'a, it's not necessary. Allah says, what do you consider yourself to be? You're so proud that you think you have everything. You don't need to do du'a to Allah. And you leave that court. You leave the presence of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala says, you leave the King of Kings and you leave. And then you go from and ask from people of the dunya. Ah, oh, quickly, quickly. Let me cut out of the masjid quickly. I need to see that person because he's going to go. Ah, oh, but leave Allah. I won't ask from him. You know that man, if he goes, I'm not going to see him again. I had to get my money back from him. I lent him money. I don't want to discuss business transactions with him. But if he goes today, then I won't be able to see him after today. So I leave the salah after salah. Don't do dua without doing dua. Oh, this person of the dunya, he's going to assist me. I've got to get from him what I need. Am I right or am I wrong? And then, issues. We think we like to say Allah, Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, recognize me. Create the connection with me. You say, I'm your Rabb. I'm your Allah. I'm your Lord. Then if you have a link with me, ask for me. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm displeased with you. We leave the root. We leave the basis of the success, dua, and we run out into the dunya to ask from the people of the dunya for them to assist us. Allah says, I'm displeased with you, you don't have certainty in me, you don't ask from me, you don't request from me, you don't have regard for me, that Allah Ta'ala is the one who's going to give everything. So this is one thing, that a person, he doesn't ask, and if we are there, we have something to ask, so we ask, but the program in our mind is something else. Oh, let's go and follow the means of the dunya. We raise our hands and we're not thinking. We say these 30-40 du'as, you know, 30-40 words. Everyone knows these du'as from the young age. Everyone's taught. We say those du'as without knowing the meaning, the understanding, the depth. Allah Ta'ala says, what's this you are doing? You're not even asking the reality of what's in your heart, what's in your mind, what you need. Allah says, ask me whatever language, Sindhi, Gujarati, and Marathi, Urdu, Farsi. Take any language. Your Rabb understands all of the languages. All of the languages. But ask from me. Allah says, ask from me what you need, what's in your heart, what are your desires. Ask from me, Allah Ta'ala says. But these are the people who, they raise their hands, they request, they recite du'as in language, Arabic, and they don't understand. And they don't understand, they're thinking of something else. There are certain other people who take hold of the means. For example, you've got a headache, take a tablet or take a medicine for your sickness, so your concentration is on the medicine and not on dua, not on the request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there's another stage what people go down, that person, he asks and he doesn't look towards the means. That stage also comes. Like, mashallah, you Sufi Hazrat are sitting here. You should be like this. And you are probably like this, most likely, inshallah. And you don't look towards the means of the dunya, the things of the dunya, the tools of the dunya. You look direct to Allah. You say, Allah, I ask from you direct. And you take all of the means as well. But the stage of the Sufi is another one higher than that. And that's a beautiful, unique stage. They say, we don't need the means. Direct, I'll ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are those who don't do dua, there are those who do take the medicine, but they don't ask from Allah. For example, those, and then there are those who directly ask from Allah, oh Allah, I've got the chapati, I feel like eating meat today, Allah, will you give meat? Oh, today I want shami kebab, Allah. And that shami kebab comes direct. Oh, I want pilau today, or this rice today. And he's thinking, and wherever he's standing in a shop, and he thinks, oh, I felt like I made this, I cooked this today, and I wanted to give it to you. So how do you get this? This is for those people whose yaqeen is solid, is total, and their link is so robust and solid with their Rabb, that Allah Ta'ala knows everything that's in their heart. What do they need? What are their desires? Who are those people? How do they become like this? How do they become like this? Shall I explain to you? How do these people, what are those people? Allah Ta'ala stated that all of this, the issues, the point here, Allah Ta'ala says, think here, that I like that person the most who does dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who asks from Allah Ta'ala, who requests directly from Allah. Allah says, I prefer this action the most. And along with dua, Allah Ta'ala gives all the stages. All the stages. So who are those people who get to this high stage? Who will get to that? There are those who don't ask. There are those who ask, but they don't know what they're asking. There are those who ask and take all of the means. And finally, the high stages are those who ask without going taking all of the means. So Allah Ta'ala likes most the action of dua. Allah Ta'ala says, that's the bond, the connection between me and my creation, my servants. And the best way to do dua is dhikr of Allah. And this final stage, to attain this, Allah Ta'ala says, the best way to ask is what? Dhikr of Allah. That is the best way, the greatest way, Allah Ta'ala said. And that is the best way, the old people who do dhikr, you don't need to ask. Without asking, I will give to you. Without you asking, I will give to you. When you do dhikr kathira, in abundance, then your yaqeen gets to this rank, that Allah Ta'ala says to the people of dhikr, who do the dhikr, Allah says, I give to you myself. What story are you going to tell me? In that time, the man says, Allah, what story will I say to Allah? What am I going to ask from Allah? I don't even know how to ask. In that time, it's better I do dhikr of Allah. I'll just do Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, and that's the best dua. If I ask, but then my heart is feeling to do dhikr, it wants to do dhikr. Who's every difficulty, every problem, greater than this, aziz, more beloved to that servant, is that he wants to remember Allah. Not to recite his problems to Allah, not to summarize his problems to Allah. He wants to do dhikr. He say, Allah, if I do dua to you, it's going to take me 5 or 10 minutes asking from you what I need. It's better that in those 5-10 minutes I do your dhikr of Allah. So his heart turns towards that side. And he knows that Allah Ta'ala is going to give. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. Allah Ta'ala is the giver. And I need to ask. I need to ask from Allah. I need to present my request and my needs. But overwhelming my needs and my request for my needs is Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. I want to ask Allah. I want to ask you, but I don't want to specifically ask from you. Rather, I'll remember you and I'll ask through that way. Allah says, oh, you don't need to ask me, my servant. Whatever you need, automatically I'll give to you because you remembered me. Dhikr of Allah is a great action, my friends, my brothers. So dua prayer, asking Allah, requesting from Allah, the best way is to do the dhikr of Allah. Because Allah Ta'ala says that without you asking specifically your needs to me, when you do dhikr, I'll give to you automatically. So brothers, we should do dhikr. We need to do dhikr. Allah has given us tawfiq. As long as we've got the breath, there's no guarantee of life. Do dhikr in kathir way, as much as you can. Standing, sitting, no specific time frames. Always do dhikr. Make dhikr come into your heart all the time. Allah Ta'ala loves this action, likes this action. Like Allah Ta'ala said, that the strength closest to me, the highest grade action in my eyes, Allah says, is dua. And what is that dua? Dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, I like mostly the dhikr of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.